Looking at the Dalton Highway and the pipeline, what can you say when there was the environmental concerns as it was going on? What can you say is the legacy of the construction of it relating to the environment?
I think that, you know, the environment is a nebulous word. I think we're all environmentalists. It's a matter of degree. And those extreme environmentalists that don't want you to drop a penny out in the woods are the ones that cause all the problems. 90% of the people who call themselves environmentalists are reasonable people. I'm an environmentalist. I'm not going to go out here and tear something down or dump oil in the lot next door or anything like that. But really, it was very, very well done. The pipeline was very well done. It's unobtrusive. It's been maintained very well. The road has been maintained well. I think that the legacy is that, yes, you can do a very nice job if you have the money to do a very nice job. The problem with a lot of environmental problems is, as everybody knows the answer, but you just don't have the money to do what somebody wants to do. It's kind of like driving a Cadillac or a Chevrolet. Yeah, everybody'd like to drive a Cadillac, but some of us can only afford Chevrolets. And that's the situation we're in. But the pipeline and the road, as far as I'm concerned, are Cadillacs of the industry. They were done very, very well. And they were done 30 years ago. Of course, one of the things that came out of it was cold weather gear before, when that thing started. The cold weather gear that was available was primarily Army surplus, and there were a lot of very good cold weather clothing designed and constructed as a result of the pipeline.
I didn't realize there's different, you know, other technologies kind of...
Well, the need
itself towards this.
Well, if the need is there, there will be somebody who provides it. And that is the capitalistic system. If there's a demand, there will be a supply. And that's what happened here, is the cumbersome, heavy winter equipment that they had on the North Slope initially, men couldn't work efficiently. And so people started designing better and better clothing. And the NASA program helped that to some degree too. But the two of them together there, the cold weather clothing has changed just tremendously. When I was first going on the slope, my parka weighed about 14, 15 pounds. And the boots you wore were about 5 pounds apiece. And the gloves you couldn't do anything with. And now, as you probably know, being in Fairbanks, you've got all kinds of cold weather gear that you're very mobile at 40 below zero.
What about some of the cats and trucks? What kind of...
There was a lot of lubricants, especially, where all the oil companies got into that act of making lubricants for extreme temperatures.
Like, explain what extreme is up there.
Well, before that, you know, nobody really worked much below 20 below, and there they were working 40, 50, 60 below, and lubricants and fuels and those kinds of things just didn't work at those cold temperatures. So there was a lot of development for the fuels and the lubricants that were done that is a direct result of the pipeline. And now it's nothing to work in 40 below zero. Well, I won't say it's nothing, but it's possible now to work fairly efficiently at 40 below zero with equipment.